Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Extendo Sports. Did you see, Corey, this handshake between the Chelsea and Tottenham managers yesterday?
I did not see it.
Oh my! It is. Look up handshake on Twitter. It'll be the first thing that comes up. It is the most violent handshake you'll ever see. I think. In sports, it might top Harbaugh and Schwartz. Remember Jim Schwartz and Jim Harbaugh with the weird like slap handshake, and then Schwartz chased Harbaugh down the field. It's violent. Like it's guy grabs his hand, doesn't let him go, and then like a whole like brawl starts between both benches. So soccer got really fiery yesterday with that. Sal, by the way, joins now as we get
How
ready
are you,
man? For the Extra Point Show.
Yeah.
I did not see that. It is.
I'm watching it now.
What's the best way to describe
ridiculous.
It? The guy just kind of like not. Imagine like not letting someone go as they try to walk past you.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then like everyone starts getting into it.
That reminds me of the Jim Harbaugh handshake.
Where Jim Schwartz chases Harbaugh down the field.
Yes, that reminds me of that.
Anyone you want to kick out of the Hall of Fame? We were doing that earlier.
I don't think this class was great.
Mm-hmm. We did this just this class specifically. Me and Corey did. And
I ranked the class actually when it went in that day. Like I tweeted out. And Sam Mills was number one, and he does. Yeah, Sam Mills is number one in this class for me, and he does not even like he probably deserves to go in, but even then it's like You know,
the guy we got into it a little bit back and forth more than anyone was Cliff Branch. He had two 1,000-yard seasons in a 13-year career. And now there was a good point brought up. You got to look at the era.
That's the big thing. You have to look at the era with those guys.
Even by the era.
Right.
So in that 13-year stretch, like his career, he had two 1,000-yard seasons. 27
I know.
Guys had two or
more. I'm fine with him not being in. But it was a different era then. And those teams, those Raiders teams, he was a huge part of their success. They won Super Bowls, you know?
This also is a struggle when you did not watch the guy play and you have to.
Right. He was three-time All-Pro, three-time Super Bowl winner.
Yep.
And the best receiver on those Raiders teams. Like, I don't have as much of a problem with that as I actually do probably Tony Boselli, who played 6 years. Yeah. He played 6 years at tackle.
When
especially that position, come on.
When we got to him, I just chalked it up and said, I don't remember watching Tony Boselli. Offensive lineman, you can't really look up stats like how good they were. So I just threw my hands up and said, I'm going to trust Bruce Smith in this one. Bruce Smith said Tony Boselli doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, so I'm going to
And you know, Bruce took a lot of flack for that from people because, you know, the famous game. The reason Tony Boselli's in the Hall of Fame is because he got definitely the better of Bruce Smith in the playoff game. Like, that's the game that puts him in the Hall of Fame. So Bruce comes out and says it, and everybody's like, oh, you're just bitter because he dominated you in a playoff game.
But he even admitted that, though. Like, he said... Like, in, that game shouldn't be the only reason why you're in, though.
Right,
like,
because...
That game happened, but it's the whole candidacy is the one game.
If that's the case, I mean, there's been plenty of NFL players who've had an amazing game, right? And you're like, well, he's not in the Hall of Fame. Tony Boselli was a very, very talented player. He was terrific at what he did, but I think 6 years at offensive tackle should not get you in the Hall of Fame.
Should Gabriel Davis get in the Hall of Fame if he has five decent seasons coming up? Because he had the greatest playoff game.
Timmy Smith, you know who Timmy Smith is?
No.
Look up Timmy Smith? Timmy Smith.
I know Jimmy Smith.
Timmy Smith was a running back for the Washington then Redskins in a Super Bowl. Had the most amount of yards ever in a Super Bowl game as a running back.
And
he never did anything else after that in his career.
I'm sure I've seen his name on that list before.
Here we go.
He had 204 yards.
204 yards in a Super Bowl game.
Do you know how many he had for his career?
I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, good. What would you guess is his career?
His total career yardage?
Total career yardage rushing.
Like 500.
602.
Right. And he had two over 200 in a Super Bowl. It's amazing.
Wow.
Timmy Smith. Timmy Is he going to the Hall of Fame? No.
No. But Deion Sanders is saying now, like, hey, maybe he will. Everybody's getting
it. I don't want to compare Timmy Smith to Tony Boselli. Tony Boselli was a very, very good player in this league. But when guys like that get in, it does make me kind of reevaluate a little bit.
Yep. All right. Anything else that we missed during the course of the morning show here that happened in the league? Oh, one other thing I did want to mention, maybe a little bit more of a fantasy thing. Antonio Gibson, perceived starting running back of the Washington Commanders. He fumbled in the preseason game. Mm. Brian Robinson, their third round draft selection out of Alabama, played with the starters and got 7 touches with the starters. Antonio Gibson came in with the backups. So Washington might be going with a different starting running back than everybody had been anticipating, the rookie Brian Robinson, third round pick.
Let me tease the extra point show on that note and say, there's a guy in the Bills who was playing with the backups that I noticed, and I want to talk about what that means. All right? There's a guy who's playing with the Bills with the backups, if you will, and I want to talk about what that means for this guy in this position. He's a guy we've talked about a lot in training camp, so we should do that.
I don't think I know who you're talking
about. Okay, good.
About.
I'm glad for that. All right, we're gonna take we'll do that during the extra point show. I'll let you wrap up.
Okay. Also, Doran Dickerson coming
Doran
up.
Doran Dickerson.
In the extra point show.
You were a big fan of Doran Dickerson. He's in Buffalo.
I liked Doran Dickerson a lot. he was, I don't even remember what position he played, like H-back.
Yeah, I thought he was a tight end, and I look, fullback. It says wide receiver.
So I think he played everything.
That's exactly right.
You know what he was? He was maybe Reggie Gilliam before Reggie Gilliam.
He had one ever carry in his NFL career, and it came with the Bills for -8 yards.
Well, that's not great.
But he had a bunch of catches that got him over like the positive yards.
This might not be the way I want to introduce him, but is it possible he has the fewest rushing yards in Bills history?
Oh, man.
What would you even call that? Not the all-time leader, the all-time, what's the opposite of leader?
I mean, that's like the Reggie Bush thing. I mean, he's our guest. We don't want to do that to him. But I will ask if you might remember that. Like, what happened on that?
I might want to give it a shot. Reggie Bush. Yeah, that was the other guy for that. All right. Extra Point Show on the way next. Sal and I, and we'll have Doran Dickerson coming up in the show as well here in WGR.
Okay, again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.